Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Tippi Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor West.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Well, hello there. This is Jalyn Sidlow from Celestial Custom Dog Services.
Here to answer your training questions, behavior questions, your comments, your stories at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number at CRN, you will speak with Mike, and he will put you on the air with us. 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. And brought to you by Life Boost Coffee, clean, non-GMO specialty bean coffee. Hands down the best coffee you'll ever get. And you can get 58% off your first order by going to lifeboostcoffee.com/pets. Buy big. 58% is a lot off. Also, there's no better way to bond with your cats than with a treat. And Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is the way to go. Your cats will fall in love with it. You can find it at vitacraft.us, at walmart.com, or in pet stores like Pet Supplies Plus. Also, Good Pets food supplements and treats for your dogs. You definitely want to get those and get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com. And hey, come join me in tropical Costa Rica. I'm going to be going there October 6th through the 14th for 9 days with you. But you got to book now. 800-581-8942, booking number 1299-885 at Colette Tours. This is Talkin' Pets.
I got a brand new Easter outfit, a coat and hat and all the rest.
And I look pretty.
But there was one thing more from the candy store that I really loved the best. I got a chocolate rabbit for a special treat. A great big chocolate rabbit, sweet enough to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So I ate his ears on Sunday. His nose I finished Monday.
No!
And Tuesday I nibbled on his feet.
He can't walk.
I ate his tail on Wednesday. Thursday I kept on. By Friday he was going. Saturday he was gone. Oh, I loved my chocolate rabbit from the moment that he came. Another one, I love him just the same.
That ain't love. You ate the bunny. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I love that song. Can you tell?
That has to be from the 40s or something.
It is. That's an older version. Who sang that one?
Rosemary Clooney. Clooney.
Is that Rosemary Clooney? Oh.
George Clooney's grandmother or something. Great-grandmother, yeah. Or something. Yeah, and I love that song. It's a great song. But when I used to get the bunnies, too, I started on the ears, just like that song. Did you?
Always.
It would be weird to not.
So it's like they can't hear you.
They stick up.
They can't hear you after their ears are gone, so when you're chomping on the rest of the bunny.
I love chocolate bunnies, but I just can't justify it now. I'm like, you can't eat that whole thing of chocolate, Jill. You'll freak out.
I could.
I can't.
I used to devour my chocolate bunnies and the jelly beans that were in there.
I was going
to
say, do you prefer a chocolate bunny that's hollow or one that is thick?
A thick one.
Thick through and through. Yeah.
Thick.
Well, and my
I always felt gypped if the bunny gave me a hollow one. I was like, where's the rest of it?
I like to take in.
Crush it.
I don't like milk chocolate. I don't like chocolate. It's just.
No, chocolate's bad for you anyway. I like
it is actually
chocolate.
In large amounts. It's toxic to humans as well if you eat too much of it.
It's just bad for you because it like promotes like diabetes and weak.
Yep.
It's so bad. Chocolate's really bad for you. Dark chocolate's not.
It's really bad for your pets as well. It's even worse for your pets.
If you ever find somebody making dark chocolate bunnies, let me know because I will devour one.
I do love dark chocolate. Dark chocolate is actually good for you.
It's better for you than the milk chocolate, but I like the
it's
milk
small,
chocolate.
Small, small.
You know, white chocolate? That's not chocolate.
Yeah, I know it's
like,
not.
It's like a ton of sugar in your mouth, which is still.
That's what milk chocolate is, too, John. I hate to break it to you.
I know it is.
Dark chocolate
but
is
like,
actually
I
like
good. White chocolate, though. And they do put some white chocolate on, like, you go to bakeries for dogs. That's got the white chocolate on it.
I do like white chocolate, but I know how bad it is for me. So I'm a weirdo.
Well, that makes three of us.
Read a scientific article about how
I don't really like white chocolate. I don't really like chocolate.
I'll never eat it again.
I only like chocolate when my Aunt Flo is on its way.
Aunt Flo?
Yeah. If you don't know, John, don't ask.
Does she run a diner?
No.
Oh, okay. You're not old enough to know that pun. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. So, you know, it's interesting because I have a stray cat outside.
A couple of them.
Well, two of them. A grunchy old man. He looks like he's mad at the world. You should see his face. It's almost frightening. And then, of course, Sonny. My neighbors and I call her Sonny. So, as I've said before, Sonny had a litter. I thought they got eaten by a bird or by a possum. It ended up that Sonny moved her litter of kittens, of four, to my neighbor's front porch underneath the roof into a little cradle box because we had a heavy rain. She's not stupid. So she took them there, and I look over my fence, and I see them all playing on the driveway. He's got, like, a huge driveway. And you can see them playing there, and they're so adorable and so cute. But Sonny actually is feral, and as you know, with feral cats, they'll very rarely let you touch them or come near you because they think the worst. They're not trusting, usually, of humans. But I thought of something. I went in the house two nights ago, and I got a little packet of Vitacraft, the Lick and Lap.
Oh, yay.
And I got the Lick and Lap, and I opened up the pouch, and she's looking at me on my front porch like, what is he up to? So then all of a sudden, I took it out, and I filmed it, and I still didn't put it on Facebook, and I need to, at Talkin' Pets Radio, which is where you can watch us live right now, Facebook Live, at Talkin' Pets Radio. And I started to squeeze it out just a little bit. That nose went up in the air. The next thing I knew, she came slowly towards me, and she was still smelling it. Once she put her tongue on it, that was the end. I could not hold on to the container, the little, you know, packet that it comes in. Because you keep squeezing it. It's almost like a straw kind of thing, and then you squeeze it. She was in love. Aww. I even got to touch her tail. And
she looked like she wanted me to pet her when I got here today.
She wants the Lick and Lap. It was amazing. Now she comes even more so every night to my front door and meows.
Aww.
Because she wants some of the Lick and Lap. I can give her food. And she's like, this isn't what I want. I want the Lick and Lap.
You just rescued four more cats.
I'm telling you.
Now you have seven.
A feral cat. Although you got to be careful because you don't want to get scratched or bitten by them. And I did worry because when it got to the end of it, my fingers were right there. And she was like trying to bite it and take it out of my hand. I was like, it's empty. She loved it so much. Hmm. But it's one way to connect with a feral cat if you want to become friends. But like I said, be careful because in my community now, a cat has been caught with rabies. So you want to be extremely careful. So if a cat or a dog or anything like that is behaving beyond its habitual behavior, squirrels, I don't think squirrels are, but you got skunk.
Possums won't get it.
Possums
don't get
raccoon,
it.
Raccoon.
No, they don't.
You know, anything that's like usually like a night creature and it's out during the day and it's acting strange, kind of like it's drunk, don't go near it because that could be rabies. But Vitacraft wins once again, and I am going to post it on my Facebook soon. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. We want to talk about your pets. 818-818-6401. When we come back, we got a story from Jilly, but I'm also going to give you some Easter trivia where you can win a prize. So stay tuned for that. But, Jilly, do you have any stray animals up in the woods where you live?
They're more down near the town or on the highways where people dump them, which is sad because they end up as roadkill. But I have saved four or five. But they're not up here. There's too many wolves and coyotes. So you wouldn't last one night out in
the
open.
that's a sad part. And that's what I thought happened to the kittens. But little did I know she moved them. So interesting. Cats will do that, though. And that's another thing, too. A lot of people will... This is the time of year for kittens that are born, and there's a lot of them out there. If you see them out there in a certain area, bedded or whatever, leave them alone, because usually mom is nearby keeping an eye, and she will come back and protect them. You know, if you don't see her there for a day or two, then there's a problem. But I wouldn't touch them. So, because she'll move them again and again and again. This is Talkin' Pets.
And if I get another one, I love.
Progressive knows there are two things RV owners love: to travel and relax. And they like to take both nice and slow. Just like this commercial. And what's more relaxing than the peace of mind knowing their RV is protected by Progressive? Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Discover the secret to naturally radiant skin with Dandy Natural. Our all-natural, tallow-based beauty and healthcare products are crafted with care to nourish your body the way nature intended. From soothing and luxurious lip balms, every product is packed with pure, simple ingredients your skin will love. Don't forget our natural deodorant, gentle, effective, and free of harsh chemicals. Say goodbye to artificial additives and hello to Dandy Natural. Feel good, look amazing, and stay true to nature.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties, and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi everyone, Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
K2-18b is an exoplanet orbiting a red dwarf star located about 124 light years from Earth. It's a super Earth with a mass of about 2.6 Earth radii. Recent observations by the James Webb Space Telescope have revealed methane and carbon dioxide in its atmosphere, suggesting the possibility of an ocean beneath a hydrogen-rich atmosphere. While there's some evidence of dimethyl sulfide, known as DMS, a molecule on Earth associated with life, further observations are needed to confirm its presence and significance, according to the European Space Agency. Some key characteristics and discoveries are location. K2-18b orbits a red dwarf star in the constellation Leo. Size, about 2.6 times the radius of Earth. Mass, around 1.71 times the mass of Earth. Orbital period, completes an orbit of its star in about 129.9 days. Observations, detection, methane, carbon dioxide, and possible trace of DMS in its atmosphere. Distance from the star, approximately 0.432 AU. Hypothesis, the detection of methane and carbon dioxide along with the relative absence of ammonia supports the idea that K2-18b may be a Hycean world with a global ocean beneath a hydrogen-rich atmosphere, according to NASA. Potential for life, the presence of DMS is particularly interesting as it's primarily produced on the by life on Earth, according to the European Space Agency. Further research is more observations with the James Webb Space Telescope are planned to confirm the presence of DMS and gain a deeper understanding of K2-18b's atmosphere and potential habitability, according to NASA. In summary, K2-18b is a fascinating exoplanet with the potential to be the habitable water world. While the initial observations are promising, further research is needed to confirm the presence of the DMS and assess the over-habitability of this intriguing super-Earth. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
First one, spend the night getting high in the galaxy. Whole universe, and I'm still new to Earth. Could she be one key to a fallacy? And when I make it, I see serenity. And when I face it, will I have intensity? Never feeling incomplete, incomplete. With my spaceship running low, can you tell me that we're not alone? We're not alone.
Yeah! I am absolutely, like, enthralled with that story.
Oh, my God, I love it. That's why I wanted to read it.
Yeah, I just think it's so neat. And that's what they were shooting for with that telescope, is trying to find things like that. And it's amazing that that could support life. But I think, I don't know if you said that in the story, but I think it's mostly, if I'm correct, it's mostly water, isn't
yes.
it? A water planet?
Yes.
But they're saying that it could have, like, alien life. So
I watch a show, like, it's on my TV all the time. Some people put nonsense on. I put on science and stars and the galaxy. It's just my background noise all the time. And they've been talking a lot about it. So I'm like, oh, I sit down and I watch it. And I learn a whole bunch of new stuff about it. It's really, really, really cool. And I tend to believe that if there is anything such as aliens, that they could possibly be more likely under our oceans that we know nothing about rather than in our skies. So if this is a planet that's totally underwater, what that's not to say that there's life forms who live underwater there.
No, that's very true. But, I mean, to find that planet where it is and so on and so forth, I mean, you know there's other life out there. And it doesn't have to be just like us. It could be any kind of life.
Yes,
an alien, you know, when you think alien, everybody always thinks, you know, those beings with the big eyes and the skinny body.
I know. Which
could be real. But alien life would be any kind of thing that's not normal.
To us. Of the apes.
Right.
You know.
You don't know.
Talking monkeys, talking dinosaurs, talking cats and dogs. Who knows?
You know, I always had this thing is that when we on this planet die and the energy in our body, and one of the reasons why I kind of even think so more because of that time that several times I almost died, and this the last time that I went through it, something happened and I saw something that is very bizarre, but you know, I don't know why it's been in my head on this theory is that maybe your energy has to go somewhere because the energy is maintained within your body. You want to think of it as a soul or energy. I kind of feel like maybe when you, that's the stars. A star is energy. So you go up into the universe, you become a star. When you see a falling star, that means that that energy, that person is falling to maybe another planet. And it's moving on. And basically where a lot of people think about parallel universes is that maybe you're living your life again in on another planet, kind of, redoing it.
Parallel. And
so you just don't know. I mean, it's a mystery, but, you know, after the things that I've seen, I don't know, it's bizarre. But it's a little crazy. But at least people would think it would, but I know what I saw. But anyway, happy Easter, happy resurrection, happy rebirth, whatever. 818-818-6401. I'm going to give you an Easter trivia question. I actually kind of like this one. And Jillie, you'll be surprised. Lexi got it on the first guess.
I guess.
Wait, I'll be surprised at the question, or I'm surprised that Lexi got it on the first guess.
That one.
Okay.
Because I'm so stupid.
I didn't say that. Okay, so here's your trivia question. In what country did the tradition of the Easter Bunny originate? In what country did the tradition of the Easter Bunny originate? So if you know the answer to that, give us a call at 818-818-6401, or maybe you can guess, and you might be right, 818-818-6401, that's the number.
If I can get it right, anyone can.
I didn't say that, she did.
Oh, my goodness.
But you got a choice. You can go with Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, or you can go with Purr Sticks. Those are the two ones that you break in pieces. You can go with Life Boost Coffee or the K-Cups with Life Boost Coffee. You could go with Good Pets Foods, treats for your dogs. We do have a couple other things like collapsible water bowl, little booties for your small dog or cat. We have a bracelet on dogs. We have a harness for a small dog. And we have a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. It's a music CD on reptiles, about reptiles. You can go with that. So there's a lot of choices. 818-818-6401. In what country did the tradition of the Easter Bunny originate? 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. You could be a winner, and we'll send it out to you. I know it's a holiday weekend, but hey, we're live. Be alive and give us a call. 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Progressive knows when you're in your RV, you're already on vacation. That's when you become Vacation You, who just camped where there's absolutely no shade. Even though regular you burns easily. In fact, Vacation You burns too, but is too stubborn to admit it, which is why regular you gets in trouble at the dermatologist because Vacation You doesn't do doctors. So bundle your RV with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
Every spring, for the past 6 years, millions of people have tuned in to the round-the-clock live stream of moose on the move in northern Sweden. The Great Moose Migration tracks the animals as they swim across the Ångermanland River and make their annual journey into greener summer pastures. This year's 24-hour program from SVT Play, the live streaming platform of Sweden's national broadcaster, began on Tuesday, a week ahead of schedule because of the warmer weather this April. It's unbelievably relaxing. There's the natural sounds of the birds, the wind, the trees. It gives you the sense that you're in nature, even if you're not. Some people think it's like therapy. SVT's live stream has a wide audience, including a Facebook group boasting more than 77,000 members who come together to share their memorable moments, emotional reactions to the broadcast, and their shared fascination of the migration. Historically, this migration has been going on since the Ice Age. During spring and summer, moose are more evenly spread out on the landscape. More than 30 cameras are used to capture the moose as they move through the vast landscapes. A lot of people say it's like an open window to the forest. When you ask them if they would prefer having music in the background or commentary, they say they prefer just having the sound of the wind, the birds, and the trees. Sweden's woodlands are home to about 300,000 moose. The animal is known in Scandinavian country as the king of the forest. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Zidlow.
Skeeters.
But as day turns to night, something in the air just ain't right. Off in the distance, you hear rustling, shuffling, huffing and puffing. Kind of sounds like a foghorn. Getting closer, time to jog more. Oh boy, is that a caboose? Oh my gosh, there's a moose on the loose.
It will be raining dogs, hallelujah, at the iconic Play Dance Bar in Nashville, Tennessee on May 9th, when nonprofit Poster hosts the Doggy Drag Show, the only one of its kind fundraisers to support pets in need. Doors open at 7 p.m. and the show begins at 8 p.m. Play Dance Bar is located at 1519 Church Street in Nashville, Tennessee, in case you're in the area. Foster, which provides temporary foster care to pets and people in crisis, will host this special event to raise money for veterinary care and supplies for the foster pets in the organization serves. General admittance is $20 cash cover at the door. Cover charges and tips will go towards providing much-needed care and supplies for dogs and cats in foster care. The Doggy Drag Show will feature both pets and people in drag with special performances by well-known area drag performers. The event will also feature a silent auction. Voted Nashville's best place to dance since 2005, Play Dance Bar has hosted legions of well-known performers in its 20 years in Nashville. According to Gabe Horton, Poster's executive director, this year's Doggy Drag Show promises to be an epic event for an extraordinary cause. In addition to celebrating Poster's five-year anniversary, honoring the LGBTQ community, and raising much-needed funds to care for the people and pets we serve, the Doggy Drag Show is an extraordinary way to raise awareness and bring animal lovers together for an evening of pure fun. The Doggy Drag Show is made possible through the support of presenting sponsors, Memento Law and Dell Technologies, and support from Belmont Animal Hospital, Stanley Steamer, 100% Chiropractic, West Nashville, and Roe WYSE Partners Real Estate. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
You better work! You better work! Come on, girl! Wicked girl! Get on the floor! Do your thing! On the runway, work! You better work it, girl! All the world! Let your lips say and smile to the camera! Work! Hands to the left! Work! Now hands to the right! Work! Sashay! Shantay! Work! Hands to the left! Work! Now hands to the right! Work! Sashay! Shantay! Well, it don't matter what you wear. It doesn't matter what you wear. They're tricking out the sidewalk fair. Ooh, yeah! And it don't matter what you do. Cause everything looks good on you.
You look fabulous, darling. Absolutely fabulous. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a call. 818-818-6401. We want to talk to you. We want to take your guesses. That trivia question is out there at Easter time, and it is, in what country did the tradition of the Easter Bunny originate? If you know what country, pick up the phone and give us a call. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. I know you're driving around looking for this and that and so on and so forth because of the holiday, but hope you're enjoying the show. But you can give us a call with your guesses on the trivia and you could win something. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Don't forget, you can listen on your radio station, like in Nashville. You can listen on WGNS out there in Murfreesboro. Or you can listen anywhere around the country, in Portland or San Diego, KCBQ, as well as up in North L.A. So pick up the phone and give us a call. 818-818-6401. If you know the answer to that trivia question, my lovely girl, Leva, out there in Greenwich, Connecticut, on WGCH. Hi, Leva. What are you doing for the holiday, Leva? Are you, like, having dinner with the family, like your brother Orville or somebody?
Well, I'm sort of going to be by myself.
Okay, sometimes that's better.
Yeah, although it's hard to find.
Yeah, I mean, like Jilly said, she's going to be doing yard work, and I'm probably going to be doing the same. You know, oh, actually, I am going to grab some dinner with my niece. She lives here, and she's got a little foster boy. His name is Cam. So we're going to be having dinner with the three of us.
Did you try to call Orville?
No, like, you know what? It has been a busy week for me. I'm sure you even heard to close the week about my friend. She's like my Florida niece, Haley.
Right.
She was involved in that, you know, FSU shooting. So it was kind of a crazy time.
Okay. But,
so, no, I didn't get a chance, but I will definitely reach out to him. You know,
yeah.
I find some time within all the time that I don't have.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Go ahead.
You should try calling me.
Can I breathe heavy on the phone?
Yeah, you're allowed to.
Okay.
It's so, Easter Bunny.
Yeah, really. This is your hairy Easter Bunny. So, actually, I'm not that hairy. But we're going to go out and see if you know the answer to the trivia question, Leva. In what country did the tradition of the Easter Bunny originate?
A wild guess, Germany.
Stop.
Wow.
A wild correct guess.
Well, you did the same thing over there, Missy.
I know.
So, yeah, Germany. That was the where it originated. So that's pretty wild. So, Leva, are you going to go with something that you haven't won in the last 90 days, or are you going to pass it on?
I would love to pass it on.
So, Leva's going to have her little bunny suit on. She's passing on a gift to whoever wants to call. We'll go with the third caller. So, if you call into Mike at 818-818-6401, just tell Mike what you want. If you want to go with the Life Boost coffee or the Vitacraft treats for your cats, or you can go with the dog treats for your dogs from Good Pets Foods. We have the collapsible water bowl. We have a bracelet on dogs. Not for the dog. It's for you or your kid. And a couple other things, too, like the socks for your small dog. Or you can go with the harness for your small dog as well. And books on dogs and cats, too. And Chicken Soup for the Soul, the new dog book. So you got choices. Compliments of Leva in Greenwich, Connecticut, WGCH. Thanks, Leva.
I love you.
Love you, too, and happy bunny.
I love you, too.
I love you, too. What's her name? Alex.
Lexi.
Lexi and Jilly.
That was Jilly.
Jilly.
Now you got it. Okay. Thanks, Leva. So Leva has passed it on. So 818-818-6401, the person who calls, number three, that talks with Mike, automatically you can pick out. You know, and it's funny because if you go on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio, all of these things that we give away, you can see them because they're right on my desk. They're right in front of me. And then you can actually see the items as well as moi. Well, one day I'm going to, never mind. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call. Number three caller, compliments of Leva. Happy Easter. You can pick out a prize. And Mike will go over that with you. 818-818-6401. Did you know the answer to that, Jilly?
I certainly did. I happen to be Czechoslovakian. Of course I knew that.
Oh, that's cool.
Osterhaus.
I got a house, too.
Osterhaus.
Osterhaus. That's how, what they call it. Osterhaus, which means Easter hair. Easter hair. As
so
in
here's,
A-R-E, hair.
So here's a multiple choice for you. When was the first White House Easter egg roll? The first White House Easter egg roll. What year? Was it 1877, 1878, or 1879? When was the first White House Easter egg roll? 1877, 1878, or 1879? Pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401 if you know. 818-818-6401, or you take a stab at it. Not the bunny, but the trivia question. When was the first White House Easter egg roll? 1877, 1878, or 1879? 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. You know, be careful, like we said, you know, no chocolate for your pets. Don't let them get into it. Keep it away from them. Like Jilly said, no tinsel, right? You don't want them swallowing any of that. Or wrappers. Yes. Wrappers can do damage as well, like candy wrappers and all. And if you have, like, any Easter decorations, be very careful of that, especially if you plug them in, because cats and dogs will chew on electric cords. And remember, if you see a chewed cord and you look at your pet and they look fine, that doesn't mean they are fine. Check their tongue. If you see any burnt marks on the tongue, there's a good chance that it might have done damage internally, and you want to take your dog or cat or pet to a vet, because they could have done some damage on the inside. And it might not show up for a day or two next. But give us a call with that trivia question, 818 818- 818-6401. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
I'm Lexi Adams.
And this is the Eat the Bunny Talking Pets.
Osterhaus.
Tired of the food noise? Shut it off now. Quiet the food noise and stop the weight loss struggle once and for all. At California Physicians Group, we do things differently. Lose the weight once and for all and regain your health and your confidence. Right now, get your first month one half off. We guarantee you'll lose weight in 30 days, so you have nothing to lose but weight. This is a game-changing solution to curb cravings and stop food noise for good. Plus, experience red light therapy. Your first session is just $59 and includes 3D digital body scan and biological age detection. At our Pasadena location, we customize every plan to fit your body and lifestyle because weight loss isn't a one-size-fits-all. Call 626-506-2033 or go to caphysiciansgroup.com. 626-506-2033 or caphysiciansgroup.com. California Physicians Group, cutting-edge science, personalized results.
Did you know your daily cup of coffee could be hiding harmful toxins? Most coffee is drenched in pesticides, but not Life Boost. We're Dr. Crafted and certified organic, third-party tested for 450-plus toxins like molds, glyphosate, and heavy metals. Just to make sure, because your health deserves more than a caffeine fix. Life Boost isn't just clean, it's powerful. Packed with antioxidants to support brain, heart, and metabolic health without the toxins. Love your cup, love your body. So go right now to lifeboostcoffee.com/pets and get 58% off your first order. But hurry, this deal won't brew forever. Life Boost Coffee, crafted for your health, loved by your taste buds. Go to lifeboostcoffee.com/pets.
Do you love going on a cruise? Or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise package start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit talkinpets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
During the early morning hours last Sunday, a horse died on the street in downtown Atlanta. The owner of the horse told the police that the horse suffered a medical emergency during a ride just after midnight on Sunday. Before the owner was contacted, business and passerbys contacted the authorities to report the deceased horse on the ground at Peachtree Street and MLK Jr. Drive. Rumors swirled on social media that the horse was with a carriage company and it was privately owned. John Birdsong, who owns a business near the area where the horse died, tells the news agency, "He never told us why he was down here. We do know that he had just purchased the horse at an auction, and the Department of Agriculture knows that as well. About 10 days ago. So yeah, it's a tragic occurrence. Currently, there is no indication that the horse's owner is facing charges." Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
A poor old man came riding by, and we say so, and we know so. Oh, a poor old man came riding by, oh, poor old man. Says I, old man, your horse will die, and we say so, and we know so. And if he dies, we'll tan his hide, oh, poor old man. And if he don't, I'll ride him again, and we say so, and we know so. And I'll ride him until the Lord knows when, oh, poor old man. He's dead as a nail in the lamp room door, and we say so, and we know so. And he won't come worrying us no more, oh, poor old man. We'll use the hair of his tail to sew our sails, and we say so, and we know so. And the iron of his shoes to make deck nails, oh, poor old man. We'll drop him down with the long, long row, and we say so, and we know so. Where the sharks will have his body and the devil take his soul, oh, poor old man.
That's a sad song.
Oh my gosh, JP, I can't believe you played that song.
It's a sad song about a dead horse.
Well, you know, you've been to Hotlanta. I know you have. I mean, Peachtree and MLK Boulevard downtown, that's like right in the middle of everywhere.
You know,
died there?
Yeah, I mean, I don't like carriage horses and everything in the cities because you imagine the trauma that those horses go through? You know, when a fast car, I go through trauma when a fast car or a motorcycle, you know, now nowadays these kids have those like boombox type things on their mufflers or whatever, and it sounds like a torpedo coming at you. Could you imagine what a horse feels like?
I'm
surprised there's not more runaway horses.
When I used to live in Boston, decades ago, this happened twice. I mean, and like right in the middle of town because they had carriage horses there too. And it was pretty tragic. I think one time it happened right in front of the Cheers bar.
I've never seen that, but I've always wanted to. Never been to Boston, actually. But hey, the trivia question's out there. You got like 2 minutes to answer it. And it's a multiple choice. When was the first White House Easter egg roll? 1877, 1878, or 1879? It's one out of three. 818-818-6401. Just tell Mike you want to come on and answer that trivia question. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. I know it's a holiday and everything, but we're live. Some people may think we're not, but we are. At least we're still breathing. 818-818-6401. So when was it? 1877? 1878? 1879. 818-818-6401. The first White House Easter egg roll. So I remember being a kid, and my mom used to hide the Easter eggs and so on and so forth, and we used to have to go find them and everything. You know, for what I remember, it was a lot of fun. And sometimes I think they were, and it wasn't like, I can't remember if my mom had, like, I know she had real eggs, and we used to color them as kids. But yeah. I think it was those plastic eggs that you pull apart. Because I think in some of the eggs, there'd be a quarter or a dollar
So you can get rich while you were finding eggs as well. Mom and Dad, and if you haven't thought of that, then do it. Your kids will love it. It'll expand their piggy bank. So, so happy holidays. So enjoy it. But just be careful. You know, it's a holiday season. Make sure, like we said, your pets don't get into too many things. And don't go putting a bunny outfit on your pets. No.
Although, unless they like it.
Yeah, and I mean, if they're cool with it, and some dogs are, cats usually are not. But some people put the bunny ears on them. That's not as bad, because you know that dog's going to shake it off if it doesn't like it. Shake it off, doggy. Shake it off.
Yeah, every holiday, I post pictures of him on Instagram because he has his own page because he's so photogenic. And he's always wearing ears. He's always wearing funky rabbit glasses. And he's got a big old smile on his face. And he's like, hey, how's it going? Happy Easter. He's hilarious.
You know, I think because we only have, we have 2 minutes left. And what I'm going to do is, if Jilly gets the answer to this question right, I'm just going to put it out there. When was the first White House Easter egg roll? 1877, 1878, or
1879?
1878. Did you really know that, or did you look it up?
I did. No, I did. I knew that.
Okay. So because Jilly answered that correct, the next three calls that come into mic, you don't even have to come on the air. Just call in the mic. I'm going to send you out a choice of three things. If you haven't won it in the last 90 days, you could still win it. Or if you have, pick something else. You can go with the Life Boost Coffee, or you could go with the Vitacraft Lip and Lap Treats for your cats, or you could go with Good Pets Foods Supplement Treats for your dogs. So we got it covered. You got one for you, one for the cats, or one's for the dogs. So just tell Mike what you want, and we'll ship that out to you. And happy Easter to everybody out there. And Jilly answered that question correctly. It was 1878. So call 818-818-6401. Talk to Mike, and you could become just an automatic winner. So you can go with the coffee from Life Boost, the cat treats from Vitacraft, or the dog treat supplements from Good Pets Foods. And happy Easter out there. We hope you have a great Easter season, and or Easter day, I should say. Enjoy your dinner. Make sure, don't give human food to the dog or cat, right, Jill?
No. And even if you do give them some vegetables that don't have salt and lots of butter on them, and put them in their dish, don't feed it under the table. Don't feed it out of a hand. Don't feed it off of a fork.
Yeah, because they'll get used to that.
Well, you can crack a tooth, too, if you feed your animals off of silverware. So you don't want to do that. But if you're going to save scraps, put them on the side. You know, always, before you eat, feed your animals way before you eat. And have them put away in a kennel so that you can have and enjoy your Easter Sunday and say your prayers without somebody underneath the table driving you crazy.
Call right now, 818-818-6401. The next three callers, you add them, automatically get coffee, cat treats, or dog treats. This is Talkin' Pets. Happy holidays from me, John Patch.
And me, Jalyn Sidlow. Happy Easter. Adams.
Bye for now.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.